Private jobs are still going away, but not as many.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's The Morning Open. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Overhauling healthcare without the supermajority. And oh, the joys and the headaches of being so connected. All that ahead. First, where's Wall Street? The S&P is up by 0.33% right now. NASDAQ nearly 0.5%. And the Dow, about 28 points in the positive at 10,434. European shares have swung into positive territory as well. In Asia, shares were mostly higher today. The Hang Seng fell just a bit. We got word this morning private American employers laid off 20,000 workers in February. That's according to employment payroll company ADP. And the number of planned layoffs last month fell to their lowest level in 4 years, according to consulting firm Challenger, Gray and Christmas. Jobs, of course, at the center of an economic recovery. We're going to get some analysis this morning from Richard DeKayser, president of Woodley Park Research, with us live this morning from Washington. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Steve.
I want to start with this ADP report, which highlights private sector jobs. What about government and public jobs in the past month, Richard? Are those, do you think, making up for these private company layoffs?
Well, I think they will, Steve, and it's not clear how much. But we know that the government's hiring a lot of workers, the federal government, for conducting the 10-year census.
Yeah.
Between the first and roughly the seventh month of the year, they're probably going to put on 700,000-800,000 net workers. Some of that's going to show up in February. We can't be sure exactly how much. But that would have the potential to turn this negative print from the private sector into a more favorable one overall.
And I want to talk a little bit about Wall Street not moving much right now, just up under 0.5%, despite the fact that European shares overcame some steep declines earlier in the wake of Greece announcing this debt-busting package there. Investors have been pretty sensitive here at home to what's happening in Greece. What's going on now?
Well, the concern, of course, is that the Greek government would default on its debt. We seem to be stepping back from that brink a little bit. The fiscal program that they've announced is a tough one that increases the odds that they'll reduce spending and hence make good on their debts. What we're seeing in the markets, however, is relatively marginal movements of improvement. For example, the flight into U.S. Treasury securities, a flight to quality bid that we saw over the past month, is moving away a little bit. And that means U.S. interest rates are inching up ever so incrementally.
So you think investors then are sort of pretty much priced this in?
Yes, that appears to be the case. The big movements came over the past week and a half to 2 weeks. Today's news is really just incremental in that same direction.
Richard DeKayser, we thank you.
My pleasure.
Later today, President Obama will outline his plan to overhaul the nation's health care system. All indications are that his plan will use a legislative tactic that requires little or no Republican support. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Reconciliation was created in 1974. It's a way to get difficult bills through Congress. Under the rules, bills can't be filibustered in the Senate, but the procedure is only supposed to be used with legislation affecting the federal budget. That can include a lot of bills. Jordan Lieberman publishes Campaigns and Elections Politics magazine.
You can make the argument that virtually anything that comes out of Congress, unless it's just a simple resolution, has some spending or revenue component to it.
That's the argument congressional Democrats are making about the health care overhaul. If all goes as planned, the House would pass the Senate health care bill first. Then House members would approve a reconciliation measure to fix the Senate bill. The Senate would then pass the legislation and send it to President Obama. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
So, the next smash hit in social media, mobile applications that don't ask about what you're doing, but where you are. People like to use those apps because it connects them with their friends. But all that information comes at a price. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Gigi Duban reports.
There's a saying, misery loves company. And being stranded at the airport for 8 hours ranks pretty high on the misery scale. But Jim Patillo, a Birmingham lawyer who recently was stuck at O'Hare, found a way to take the edge off.
Foursquare helped me find not only places to eat and not eat in the airport, but also kind of helped me commiserate with some of the other stranded travelers.
Foursquare is one of a growing number of location-sharing applications. Users can broadcast their whereabouts through check-ins on their mobile devices and connect with others nearby. But there's a risk. Patillo has checked in from home before, blasting out his home address with a map on Twitter. Afterwards, he says he realized that probably wasn't the smartest thing to do.
If I later broadcast, I'm in Chicago for the weekend, there's my home unoccupied, those are some legitimate security concerns.
And that's exactly the point behind the new website, pleaserobme.com. The site compiles a list of Foursquare users who've recently checked in somewhere. Above the listings, it says recent empty homes. The creators of Please Rob Me say they don't encourage burglary. In a written statement, they say, quote, it was all about engagement with the privacy issue. In spite of the privacy concerns, it seems everyone wants a slice of the location-sharing pie. Take Yelp, for example. Stephanie Ichinose is communications director for the company.
Yelp is really all about connecting consumers with local businesses.
Since 2005, Yelp users have posted reviews of everything from restaurants to gas stations. But recently, the company added a check-in feature. Ichinose says that while the check-ins allow you to find out where your friends are or broadcast your own whereabouts, they're more about credibility. In other words, a reviewer who has checked in to the same place 15 times probably knows his stuff.
And so it just allows for, you know, another layer of trust.
And trust is something that many users of these mobile applications seem to have in abundance. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And finally, Topeka, Kansas is now, at least unofficially, Google, Kansas. The mayor there temporarily changed the city's name in hopes of getting the internet giant, Google, to choose it as a test site for its ultra-fast connection. Well, the sort of stunt has been done before in Topeka, or Google. In 1998, the city changed its name to Topikachu in honor of Pokemon. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.